7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, let's get this going. Hello, it is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, I am that guy. And what am I doing today? Well, it's kind of a nice day. I can't tell if it's going to get warmer or not. It's windier out here than I thought it was, but I'm sort of standing in a windbreak right now. Why? Because I'm down in the creek. And I'm about to go under the canopy. Because we got to come in here, and we got to look for some buddies. We got to look for our owl buddies. And we got to look for, you know, marmots. Maybe some golf balls. Mushrooms, maybe some star-nosed moles. Who knows what'll be down here? All right, so I'm walking under the canopy, and first thing I'm doing is looking up above my head, because there have been owls right up there before. I don't see any right now. Let's move further in here. It's a little damp. Did it rain overnight? It must have. Okay, looking down into the ravine. Where's our dudes today? Where can our dudes be? Where can they be? They gotta be around here someplace. Okay, so I'm looking around. Not seeing much of anything. So first, the weather report. It's about 23 degrees. It's humid. I'm really sort of on the edge of my weather limits here, but that's okay. That's okay. Let's work our way down into the creek and see what we got. Well, the dirt is a little bit wet. It smells good. I don't see anybody out on the golf course. I wonder if it's going to rain some more today. I don't know. Oh, but I had a pretty good night. I wanted to sleep some more, but I didn't. And here we are. We got birds chirping. And we got Tobe walking down the slope. And we're down. Okay. First things first, we're just gonna stand here and we're just gonna look up for a while. Just to make sure we don't miss any owls. Where's my owls today? Not that we've been seeing a lot, just, you know, there's just been that one guy. That one owl has been hanging out. And what's going on over here? Nothing. Okay, let's go look for some golf balls. See if there's any golf balls over here in the golf ball zone. What do we got? Doesn't look like much of anything. The first thing I'm actually noticing are the marmot tracks in the mud down here. I like marmots. Where did our marmot go? There might be an orange golf ball under the picnic table. There's a white golf ball. There's that orange one, or that greenish yellow one that's across the water in the mud. think I'm going to go down into the creek here. Oh, yes. Look at these matty tracks. Oh, the mud is slippery. This is not good. Okay, I recovered. Yes, matty footprints. We got some very fresh ones made today. We've got some other ones that were made yesterday. Look, and he goes, walk, 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 walk. And then he jumps into the water right here and goes, zip, 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 zoom. I like matties. Matty tracks are fun. Matty tracks are good. All right, so I am down here in the creek at water level in the creek bed. There's another white golf ball over there. There's a white one hiding under the leaf. Don't want any of those. There's a white one in the water. There's a white one here that somebody stepped on. Oh, very soft sand. I just sank in a little bit. Did my toe just get a little bit damp? Is my foot wet? Maybe just a little bit. I sank enough into the sand there that it was like quicksand. Oh, there's another white ball in the water. And we got, there's nothing in the deep water. Can I walk over here? Is this gonna fly? Oh, kind of. Not worth it, not worth it. Oh, bad news all around. Okay. That was not good. But there's foot matty prints here. Matty, there's not a red or orange golf ball in the water under the picnic table like I thought there was. It's just a red piece of cardboard or something. But there's matty tracks right here. A marmot climbed over the picnic table like I just did. And now I'm just still walking. But now I have lots of mud caked onto the bottom of my shoes. And some of the mud got flipped up and has hit the back of my ankle. So now I've got a little bit of mud on me. And that's fine. There's a golf ball in the water here, a white one. What is it? I can probably reach it. Yes, I can. It's a Titleist. We're going to have to wash this one off. Because it's dirty. Washy, 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 wash. It's a Titleist number 3. It's a white ball. But it's a logo ball. And I'm trying to remember what... I've seen this logo recently. And I'm trying to remember who belongs to this logo. It is the head of a horse. It just came to me. With a Christian cross behind it. And I thought, oh, this is Omaha Christian Academy. No, it's not Omaha. Oh, here's those marmot tracks again. It's not Omaha Christian Academy. This is Concordia. Why am I holding onto this ball? I don't know. It's a Pro V1. That's actually a good ball. I am going to get back up onto the bank here. Where's a good place to go back up on the bank? Right over here. But let's check down here for more marmot tracks first. No. So the marmot, he either came down here or he was in the water. Huh. I wonder what that matty was doing. I don't know. But back up onto the bank we go. Okay. I kind of wonder if it was a mistake to come out here. It's a little bit warmer than I thought. Ow. Oh, what's going on up here? Anything? I'm looking up. There he is. I wouldn't have seen anything if he wasn't beating his wings. Across the creek, there's a tree. I cannot see an owl, but I was looking up and I saw wings flapping, big wings beating. Where was that? Right there. So there is an owl up there, but I can't actually see him at this time. Let's creep up here. There's a branch in my way now. Where was that dude? He's right up there somewhere. And the funny thing is, I don't have my glasses. I've got my sunglasses with me, which are prescription, but they make it just a little bit too dark to see anything. I'm putting them on anyway. Where was that? Where did I... Okay, so where is this guy? I just saw wings being fluffed out. Okay, yeah, no, now I can kind of see him. We've got an owl. Hi, buddy. Hello, I sees you. He's sitting on a branch, and the branch is very close to the trunk of the tree, which is why he's sort of hard to spot, because he's got good camouflage. Very good camouflage. And so you can't, like, see his silhouette against the sky or anything. If he wouldn't have been flexing his wings, I wouldn't have seen him. There's a slightly better angle. Yeah, he's just standing there. He's looking down at me going, oh, it's that guy again. I guess I don't have to be too spooked because I always see him. This is the guy that always comes down here and gets those weird eggs that are in the water. Hi, buddy. This guy is... Oh, he's one of our medium-sized dudes. I'm trying to judge his size, but yeah, he's about 30 centimeters from his beak to his feet. There he goes. He just jumped and he moved a little bit. He came closer to me. Oh, and of course, this is the day that I didn't bring my camera. Not that you haven't seen plenty of out-of-focus pictures of owls on the Dubious Goals Committee before. If you really want to see some, pop up and come and say something. I'll drop some in here. I saw them the other day and I saw the dates on them. And it looks like all of our real owl action, there's a good spot, really is sort of in the end of June and the beginning of July. Hi, buddy. He's just looking at me. He's not very far away. He's, 20 meters up. Now he's on a thin branch that's got lots of leaves. And he's looking down at me. Hi! And I'm waving. And now he's ignoring me. As soon as I wave, he turns his head and he's ignoring me. He's looking behind him now. He's looking all around. He's saying, I'm an owl. And I'm looking for more owl buddies. I'm looking for more owl buddies, too. Oh, I'm glad I got to see an owl today. So great. This guy's just hanging out. This is good. This is good. He doesn't care. He's just looking at me. He's getting used to my presence. And that's good. We want him to become accustomed to me being down here and looking for him. Hi. Hello. He's looking again. I'm waving at him. Hi. I'm Tobe. I'm the cool guy. I just want to see what you're doing. You're doing owl stuff. That's interesting. Do you have a degree in owl business administration? That's lovely. He's looking at me like I'm some kind of idiot. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, you are some kind of idiot. I mean, that's true, but how does he know? How's that guy know? Look at him. He's very cool. He's having a good time hanging out. And what's that over there? Is that a bird on the end of that branch? The hell is that? Looks like a bird. Might just be... I don't know. But yeah, I'm still just here staring up into the sky. Looking at an owl that some other birds are having a problem with. There's some other birds out there complaining. Cheep, 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 cheep. Cheep, cheep, cheep. This guy's just still staring at me. He's like, yeah, okay. So this is the guy that just comes down here and he walks around. He's not a threat. He can't get us. No, I can't get you. I am not a bird. I cannot fly. Look at him. So majestic and owlerific. And he's looking the other way now. He's looking upstream. Is he looking for food? Does he see some yummy food? Or is he just getting bored with staring at me? Maybe a little bit of both. I myself am going to move a little bit. I want to get him used to seeing me move around. I'm not a statue. And there's a little robin hiding under this tree. I wanted to look at this branch over here. No, that's not a bird. That's just a piece of bark that looks like a bird. And now I can't see him. Oh, there he is. I can see him now. We've got some leaves in between us, but there he is. He's looking right at me. He's got his little eyes focused right on me going, hey, who's that dude? Oh, tell me, who are you? Who are you? Who? Yeah, I really want to know. Who are you? What's your favorite band? The English ones or the Mongolian guys? What's your favorite science fiction television show? Doctor what? I could do this all day. So yeah, am I becoming the owl guy? Maybe. Maybe. There is a YouTube channel that I like to watch about an owl. It's a Russian girl and she has a couple of owls. It's pretty cool. I was watching some of her stuff. Was it last night? It might have been last night. Night before last. All right, I've taken a few more steps downstream so I can get a clearer view of my buddy. Hi, buddy. You look so nice up there. That must be a fun branch for owls. Oh, that's a good branch. Pretty cool. I wonder if there's any other ones down here. Yeah, I'm kind of wondering if this is the same guy. Seems like the... Well, no, maybe that's him. I was just going to say, it seems like the guy that we've been seeing down here is a little bit smaller, but maybe this might be the same guy. Ah, right, look at him. He's so nice. Alright. I'm going to actually... I think I'm getting dizzy from staring up into the... up into the trees. Okay. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. Alright, what else have we got going on down here? Turning back around to look at him. Hi. He's so nice. Well, you know what? It might be a little bit too warm to be out here today. But when the breeze blows, it's kind of nice. It's kind of nice. Alright. I'm still staring up into the trees. Oh my god. Oh my god. Guess who just flew by me at eye level? Tell me you could hear that. I heard this, wah, 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 and I turned a little bit to my left, and our duck just flew by me right at eye level. He's flying over the creek, over the water. Flew by right at, and he was upstream, and he's heading downstream. I heard voices. Is there somebody down there? Yeah. There's a bunch of kids walking through. There's a bunch of kids walking through. And they're down in the actual creek bed. I wonder if they're going to spook the owl. I'm going to actually move up there a little bit. Where's my owly guy? Where did he go? Where is he? Did he already move? Yeah. Our owl guy has already moved. He probably got spooked by the duck. So anyway, where did that duck go? That duck went zipping downstream. It was cool because it was right at eye level, right at head level, going wah, 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 as he flew. But I'm going to take this opportunity to plug in the Magic Music Machine. It's a little bit too hot. I'm going home. Let's listen to some random music.
さあお逃げなさい巫女さん巫女さんお逃げなさい
どうしてついてくんでしょうクマさんクマさんお見通し
やっぱバレちゃいましただ
って私たちって
ずっと一緒にいるし
らせらせらせら電波ないし
Mikko san, Mikko san,
kumari mura no Mikko san, mekoide, mekoide, sota ga koto nerete, niichan mo, neichan mo, nameko wa keke keke, dan 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 dan, kuma Mikko dance da.
Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf. The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls. Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course. The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design. The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition. The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion. All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors. The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning. The carabiner hook
Okay, a little banana cha-cha in there just to keep you on your toes. I think I got home just in time. This got a little bit hotter than I thought I... so anyway. I'm just sitting here drinking some iced tea now. I need more. So anyway, you may remember yesterday I mentioned that I was going to go to a magic show last night. And I did. With my friend Brian and his son. And we drove downtown to the old Orpheum Theater. Very cool old theater. And we saw this show. This is a touring show. I'm not going to tell you the name of this show because the producers of the show and the marketers of the show have not compensated me. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not getting paid, so nobody's getting any free advertising. But if you really want to know what it is, just email me, tobe@sdf.org. I'll tell you what it is, so you can see it in your town, because I thought it was great. It was good. It was very, very good. This is a cabaret act, and they had it... That was the one downside to this show. And this is not much of a downside, but if you're going to be picky, like me, this is a cabaret show that was in a large old-school proscenium theater, and so this small act kind of got lost on this big old stage, but it was okay. It was great. This is what I refer to as a cheap show or a load show because it plays big and it packs flat, and it's profitable. This is a profitable show. This was not a big illusionist show. There's a lot of different kinds of magic. You know, there's close-up magic, there's, you know, stage illusion magic, and then there's the worst magic of all, magic comedy, which was basically the entire scene for 30 years. But these guys weren't any of that. They were doing all off-the-shelf stuff. There wasn't anything I didn't recognize, including but not limited to Zombie Ball, Delight, what else? Oh, Magic Slate. All kinds of stuff. But the beauty of this show is that they strung all this stuff together, and they didn't just do magic tricks like these are meant to be done. They were doing some original ideas with some of these things, these techniques, these concepts, and these gimmicks that I really enjoyed. And they tied it all together. Fun little show. Very good. Good stuff. And let me just tell you, it was a load show. The first thing that impressed me was this guy who was doing this shtick as an artist, and he was battling his paintbrushes, a la Mickey Mouse and Fantasia and the Brooms. But, oh my god, watching this guy load, it was amazing. And then there was another guy later in the show. He was, the only thing he did was he stood in one spot. He did this fan act. He fanned little Mylar things. And again, loads. Watching this guy load was unbelievable. So if you know anything about magic, yeah, go to this show. It's a loading show. You'll die. Because some of this stuff is so good. So smooth. If you don't know anything about magic, yeah, go anyway, because it's fun. It's small, it's not, there's no tigers disappearing from cages or women being cut in half. It's just a lot of really good stuff. The kind of good stuff that you might hear about right here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on a non-radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta eat lunch and do stuff, so tomorrow, dude.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Hello, friends. Welcome to this week's episode of